think that was my cue to speak.
Well then.
You often hear about a farmer's crop, the fruits and the vegetables of his labour, and the sacrifices that come when one has to follow that plantation of crop. We're reminded of fruit, fruit that grows and of course has to ripen. But fruit does not come ready ripe. It comes from seeds which must germinate, which must need water, love, light, and most of all, that spark of life that comes within it. And we have to have that patience, and of course, much time. And then, as it grows, we have that bush, the plant, the tree, before we can have the fruits of our labour. And even then, when we have them within reach, as I say, they have to ripen. And we can accustomize this to all of you. That like the plant or the seed, we have to add nature as well as nurture if we want the complexities of the finished product, whether you might call that your crop, your fruit, that vegetable. It all stems from that one singular spark, that seed. But it's amazing, and yet sometimes distressing, to see where that seed begins from. It is inevitable that within this life, one has to suffer from distress, from hurt, from pain, from bereavement. These are all negative terms, but to find the positive can sometimes be much of a struggle. But yes, as I've said before, within the darkness, there is also a little hint, and perhaps sometimes maybe hidden, a little piece of light. And like mankind, it is in that darkness, from that seed of despair, from sorrow, from hurt, that we can germinate, where we can activate that spark of life within the seed. It's from that point, that perfect moment in time, that we are able to put our plans into action. I know it can be a little bit of a struggle to imagine your lives beginning as a seed. But if you look at yourselves, you'll understand what else can we term or describe that as. Yes, you are all indeed spirit. You are spirit here and now. But if we had to place that spirit into a seed, into that moment of male and female complexities where we can create life in the physical sense, you understand, then it is us that places that seed, that plant of spirit. But we can take other terminology. We can place that understanding into one's mind. We can remind mankind of his true destiny, of his true being. But there are many men, there are many women, there are many people throughout this world who do not want to accept, who do not want to understand or comprehend their place in this life. Yes, life is one. There is no physical world, there is no spiritual world, there is one world, and we are all many parts of it, whether different facets, whether different beings. But if you imagine that you are simply but one mind, and should you lose a limb, should you lose an object of your being, does that not keep you with your mind? So, we have to educate, we have to remind man that you are merely more than a seed, more than a spark of inspiration. You have a place. You have a purpose. You have a part of life that, how can we say this, that takes forward, that takes flight. We spend so much of our time looking backwards, standing still, thinking of what could have been, what should have been, and what wasn't, when we should be looking forward, when we should be planning for our own future, for our own purpose, for our own being. Much has changed. Much advancement has been made. Is it good? We have yet to see. Of course, every positive has a negative. Every occurrence has a side effect. Consequences, as you will. But only time will tell if the difference will be of benefit to mankind. Because of yes. Mankind must reap some benefits at some point. He must be able to grasp all that is good. You understand that comprehension is not always as easily readable for those that seek it. For those that seek it, it could be a long adventure, a long pathway. But what is progress without a pathway, without that journey, without that small, then sometimes insignificant adventure? It is like we furnished a room. This room you're in, these four walls. Without the furniture inside, without the carpet, without the paint, without the door, without the glass, the curtains, it is merely a shell, an inanimate object. But if you can take that with one spirituality, once you have laid the carpet, once you have placed the curtains against the windows, you have a purpose, you have a being. So you can see man sometimes is just an empty room. Man, sometimes it's the furnishings that make the difference. It's the furnishings that make it furnish man. There are analogies we can repeat and repeat. But the understanding and the purpose of why we come, why we prove, why we provide. Any time you prove, you provide. I hear that joke about the spirit level. And in your term, it has a different meaning. But if you take that meaning, the word level, the balance, and sometimes that is what is required, balance. We understand that within the material, there is sometimes not enough room for the spiritual. But one has to understand, what can you make time for? Because you have all the time. You understand there is no time. Time is man-made. Time is a comprehension that people have created in your physical world. But imagine with progress. Imagine with that progression, that transition, that if we are one and we say we are, there should be no time. So, that excuse of what you can be done today can be done tomorrow is merely no matter. Because it's not when you do it, it's that you do it at all. For many, it is simply like a bell that rings. And that bell sounds, it makes a vibration, but for many it is simply like a light coming on. To imagine life without purpose, and to have that light, that bell ringing, a wake-up call you might call it. And it does not matter that man might be placid. It does not matter that man occasionally can be aggressive, but It's a fact that man can do. Man can be. Man can want, he can need. But it's within that that we find that purpose. The saddened. Or the violent. By that hunger and thirst for destruction. And what is aggression? What is anger? It's a mere emotion. And if one must have an emotion, why can't one have love? Why can't one discover compassion? Tolerance. These are emotions that must be found. Others should be eradicated, eliminated. We see it on a daily basis. People who say they're on their journey, their pathway, and yet an unkind word is said. An unkind thought is felt. Consequences. Perhaps many or a few are weary of seeing that light. Are weary of knowing they are all but spirit. Perhaps, that one's comprehension of this fact is found, that certain aspect of power, of domination, is taken away. That sense of control and fulfillment is then brushed aside. How often we hear those words, either silently, received in thought or spoken aloud, asking for mercy, asking for forgiveness, when in reality, only one can forgive themselves. Only one can understand the true horror of actions that have been carried out. It's almost like turning a tap on. And the further we turn the tap, the stronger the flow of the water. And if you can accept that the water is like a spirituality, you can understand that that flow can ebb. It can move faster. It can leap from a trickle. But a trickle can sometimes be all that is needed, it could be all that is required. Because eventually, that trickle will get bigger. It will provide more water. And what can we say? Sometimes it's better to have a trickle of spirituality than none at all. But we must stop seeing this progression, and I use that word again, as a game. As a quiz, as a test of patience. All that happens, all that is, all that be, is for a purpose. And sometimes, the adventure is just to discover what that purpose is. It's going back to the furnishings of the room. Imagine that shower, those four walls, the fun that can be created by furnishing that room, the effort, the time it takes, is not a time wasted, perhaps just a necessity. These words will be written, His words will be encapsulated. And some may find hope. Some may find meaning, some understanding. But their choice. We just anticipate that these words, these thoughts, they use the word utterings, are given out freely. We cannot force comfort onto those who do not want it. But we would like to make it readily available. Oh, we want to make it available. For many, it seems it is like a dark woods, a dark forest, with only that single pathway to walk down. All we would like to do is shine the light at the end. We will walk beside. We will walk in front. We will walk behind. If we are wanted. If we are asked. And sometimes that is the most difficult thing to do, is to ask. And where we can, we will. It doesn't matter that we all strive for perfection, but let's face it, perfection is very often not obtained. But the point, the fact, the eventuality, is that we should still strive for perfection, rather than not have tried at all. And it should not take one as charismatic as I to explain these thoughts, these feelings. So these are simple moments, short, but again a necessity. My moment here is minute. It is a small fraction of what really can be. And yet, so much must be said, so much must be understood, so much should be comprehended. And we do not regard this of receiving rapture, or want to deliver it as a scripture. We just hope it creates a spark, a seed. And maybe your own spirit may germinate, may find the opportunity to grow, to make that leap from actual being to doing, from taking a moment's thought, a moment's inspiration, and turning those into positive actions. And then you will reap the rewards, you will feel the benefits. You will take stock, and you will leap. My time here is done.